This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It sure is, and it's a Friday at 2:07 as we are about to embark on a Memorial Day weekend. We want to thank here from the Annie Fry Show all of those people who have loved ones who died protecting our freedom here, the true meaning of Memorial Day. But we also use this as an opportunity to extend our full and complete and undying gratitude to those people who have answered the call to serve, who have been part of keeping this country free. And especially commemorating those who have lost their lives doing so. We're going to take phone calls here if we get them. Sometimes we throw things out like this and we think, oh, this is going to be a really good thing. And every once in a while, we don't usually get no calls. Every once in a while, it'll be like, no, people don't want to talk about this. And then other times we'll ask something silly like this and then everybody wants to talk about it. We never know. I'm going to put it out there. If you want to give us your thoughts on the YouTube live chat poll, we'll get to it. But I'm also going to, Jesse Waters is always talking about rules for men. And he said earlier this week on his show that his next book is going to be Rules for Men. So I'll be very interested to see what he has to say there. If you want to call us, and if you heard us talking before, if you have any thoughts on this, we're asking you today, who communicates better, men or women? 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Before we do that, we can briefly answer this question. Ryan, your thoughts on who communicates better between men and women?
I said men, because they are more to the point.
Brad?
I think it's men as well.
Pretty to the point.
I mean, I didn't have same reason else to as add. Ryan.
What do you mean the same reason as Ryan?
Men are more to the point.
Okay, I guess we're doing a thing here. That's really great for an hour of radio. Thank you, I appreciate it.
But you can fill in.
You're damn right I can. What? And when I do it on my show, it's not even called filling in.
You're right.
Isn't
when
it?
When I do it, it's called filling in.
On my show.
Yeah.
Yes.
So who communicates better?
Right now, I think we're both doing a pretty good job.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I think that women communicate better. I think women value communication more than men. I think men are more direct and to the point when they about things that they care about, but men are not direct and to the point about a lot of things that matter that make them uncomfortable. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and if there's an emotion involved, you know, if men do not spend time communicating their emotions and their feelings. There are some men that do. There are certainly always exceptions. There are certainly women, you know, if you say women do communicate their emotions and their feelings, there are certainly women who don't. I'm probably one of them. But when it comes to things that are actually being discussed, like, it's almost more of a not like, in my estimation here, it's not as much about, it's not only about when communication happens, who does it better? The willingness to participate in communication is also part of it. And it is my assessment, which you guys could correct me if I'm wrong, that men prefer to communicate in general about things as little as possible. The necessary amount as they see fit, but not more than the necessary amount. They are not going to communicate for what they deem to be communication for communication's sake.
I'll add this to the conversation. Once you get
thanks.
You're welcome. And this is just...
Okay, this segment with it's 207, and then we finish that conversation. I'm like, it's 208.
I was already done with it.
Yeah.
But because this is how I earn a paycheck, I need
for
to
now.
Communicate more.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to add this. When you get a guy going, he will talk for a long time, though.
Sure.
Especially about something that he is super interested in.
Well, I'm not talking about, like, that's not something you're super interested in.
Not
communication. That's just talking.
I'm saying about whatever topic, if you really, if you can crack the door open, get it to go.
Yes.
Then it goes.
Which requires the absolute right person to participate in that communication.
Yes.
Probably a spouse, depending on the subject matter.
Or very good friend.
A best bud, a lifelong friend, maybe a family member, maybe it's your parent, if you're blessed to be able to have your parents around or whatever. But there are certainly things that women want to talk about that maybe don't need to be talked about as much as they decide need to be talked about. But in the converse of that, there are absolutely things that if men would be more open or willing to communicate, to discuss. And that doesn't mean you have to have a cry session, you know, to get to something that's frustrating you, bothering you, worrying you, causing you anxiety or stress. Men don't jump into that conversation.
Here's another one. Do you think overall men like talking politics more than women?
Like politics? Because politics happen everywhere.
Interpret as you will. Yeah, politics. I mean, yes,
no,
I'm talking about national
issues.
If
you're talking office politics, no.
No, I'm not.
No, I don't know. I don't know that that's a fair assessment in 2025. I think that subject matter will certainly change. I think that the policy that will be discussed in a political conversation will differ. The frequency would differ between men and women, probably pretty consistently. But if you're talking about grocery prices, men and women care about that a lot. And they're both going to talk about it. It probably just looks a little different in the way it's discussed. I don't know. We are such outliers in this because we just do it every day.
Yeah, somebody said in the chat that they think the three men in the room aren't necessarily representative of all men because
really?
It is our job to talk.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that could be skewed a little bit.
If you want to give us a call, 314-241-9797, I'm going to just say we'll take phone calls throughout the rest of the hour if you want to jump in here. But Ethan's also screening them to make sure that the call that comes on is a quality phone call. So 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Who communicates better, men or women? Like I said before, I think women default to communication. I think men resort to communication. I think men communicate when they decide they have to. And that's why I think women are better at it.
Do you find yourself to be a person who people feel comfortable talking politics with because they know where you're from already?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
It's an unfair fight. Everywhere I go, people will approach me and it usually starts with some sort of political thing. And I don't mind it. I like it. I mean, as long as you're not making people around us uncomfortable, I don't mind that at all. People feel comfortable telling me things just in general. It's not just about politics, but I don't tell people things that people tell me. You can tell me a secret and I will honor that confidence completely and wholeheartedly.
And the best way to do that is if you see Annie, you approach her and you tell her straight up, I need to tell you a secret.
Yeah. And I'm like,
and she's like, all right,
let's go.
I'll put it in the vault.
All right. Tim's calling the Annie Fry Show. You can too. 314-241-9797. Tim, men or women, who communicates better?
I have to say men, given that I'm a communication instructor. I from what I've seen interacting with students over the years, it's odd. A lot of the female students really never open up much in class, like for presentations and all these other things, but it seems that men, for the most part, are much more open. But I do have to agree with you, Annie, that like office politics, I think women are more likely to engage in stuff like that. So there's one area I agree on, but
wouldn't you
maybe
say,
throughout
Tim,
their life, I would have to say men.
Wouldn't you say, Tim, that public speaking and public presentation is different, though, than like a broad overview of communication?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that point right there.
I think men would be, to your point, as a communication instructor as well, I think that men by default, and of course exceptions to every rule exist, I, again, am one of those people, men by default are likely going to be more comfortable in a public setting speaking to a public group than women. And women are going to be more comfortable in a intimate setting, you know, a small group having a conversation maybe than men would.
I agree with that as well. I do, just from seeing that over the years. So,
yeah. Well, that's
absolutely
interesting. Thank
you. Well, appreciate you taking my call. Thank
absolutely
you so much.
Thank you for listening, Tim. We appreciate it. We've got professionals listening, professional communicators.
Well, that's an
on
interesting
this show
point that says if a guy gets up to publicly speak, he's making a point. Would that make guys better if they're more direct?
Guys, I say guys, ladies. I only have men calling in.
Yeah, keep doing that, please.
Let's talk about who wants to over-communicate now. Women, 314-241-9797, get on the phone. And they're going to call in and be like, men are better. We'll see.
Or speaking of falsetto if you're a guy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you.
Oh. That's not falsetto. Joshua, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Who's the better communicator, men or women?
I think men are. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
The reason I say that is a lot of times we'll speak frankly, but if it goes into the more emotional or softer side of things, a lot of times women don't want to hear that or it can be used against us. So I think
Wait. Let's dive into that. You're saying that if men by default speak more frankly, direct to the point, that if it does end up going deeper than that and in a more emotionally driven context or sensitive context, that women don't want that?
Yeah, and I think it can be held against us or used against us. Like they want the man to be the rock or, you know, that solid foundation. And if there's ever a chink there or like a they see a vulnerability, it's almost like a turnoff or a negative thing for the man.
Joshua, are you talking about like in a private context between two committed people that the sensitivities can be used against, or is this happening at like open mic?
Yeah, probably more of a private conversation. Yes.
Yeah. Oh man, do you guys feel like that? That if you were,
I don't, but I hear what he's saying.
Yeah, I think what he's talking about is maybe not to the point where marriage is, but in the dating
more of a
stage,
courtship.
Yeah, in the courtship stage.
Joshua, you're talking like pre-marriage conversation? Like if you're in a in a committed relationship or a dating relationship and you were to get vulnerable, that's a turnoff for women who are not, you know, committed by marriage.
Yeah.
Really?
If you have a, you know, like a dedicated spouse, I don't think that's the case. You know, you're there through thick and thin, but... Yeah,
I got the old ball and chain. We're way past that. But that's really interesting, Joshua. I appreciate that context because that makes a little more sense to me. That you're kind of like people say they want men to be sensitive, but then you're saying you say that, but you don't mean it.
Yes.
Ugh, that sucks.
There's truth in that, though. Mm-hmm.
Joshua, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking me.
You bet. All right, let's talk to more men on the Annie Fry Show. There's men everywhere.
Hi, Randy.
Go home. You're
I mean, not Randy. This is Wanda.
I don't know what I was going to call you by your female name, but I'm like,
it's Randy.
Randy
with
can
an
be
I.
a girl's name.
I know, but you're talking to her as you.
You're right.
I was going to dive into the bit, and I'm like, I'm so confused. He's not communicating well, but I don't know if he's a man or a woman.
Wait,
so I don't know
3D,
how it applies.
3D chess. Maybe men aren't as good as communicating, and that's the point I was making.
That's not a sense. I love it when Ryan is this.
I'm three beers in, man.
Okay. 314-241-9797. Greg, thanks for calling the show. Men or women, who communicates better?
Well, last relationship I was in, when we broke up, she told me, she rattled off a list of things that bothered her. And she was the one who originally said, we need to make sure we communicate.
Yeah.
Okay, if these things were bothering you, why didn't you tell me that to begin with?
Ooh. Did you say that
Women
to her?
Women did not communicate. Yeah, I told her that. I told her, you don't communicate. It's like, come on.
What did she say?
Oh, she just rattled off little things like me telling a joke when I shouldn't be telling a joke. I mean, just different scenarios of being around people and trying to act like a goofball every once in a while instead of, you know.
Is your name Randy?
No.
Is it Wanda?
You just sound like you're talking to us about 20 years ago, Ryan Wiggins. And Ryan found a lovely lady.
Yeah, no, her and I are gone, unfortunately. Yeah. I loved her to death. Hmm. She was my world, but she did not communicate with me, and that was the downfall of our relationship.
Well, Greg, I'm sorry to hear that, but it was good that you were honest with her, and hopefully maybe we'll find a lovely lady out here. Maybe we'll just spend the rest of the hour making magic.
All I can say to her is, goodbye, Sue. I love you with all my heart and soul.
Oh, man, I hope Sue is listening too.
Sue, we got a Sue Thomas. She's married.
Well, I don't think Sue Thomas.
Sue. No.
Sue, Greg loves you and wants to see you again. Maybe, I don't know.
And what's your song request?
Love to. This guy's in love with you by Herb Albert.
Okay.
There we go.
Ethan,
you got it?
Greg, we're going to say a prayer for you. We hope it works out for you. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Greg is
I've
saying,
never done this kind of radio before.
I know. It's like Dr. Drew. This is
no.
Greg is saying
Not
something.
Yet.
His love line. That Josh was kind of saying, too.
What does the rash look
that,
like?
That women would say, I want you to communicate more. But then, well, I guess kind of opposite sides of the same coin, though. Because Josh was saying they don't actually want you to communicate more. Greg was saying, well, I tried, but she wasn't actually communicating.
Yeah. Or maybe you were communicating in ways that did not land on the other side.
Yeah.
So you were miscommunicating. All right, I have to take a break, but Terry and Mandy, I got two ladies in waiting.
Man, what is this show?
I don't know.
Stay on the line. We want to find yes. out how this
Terry,
ends.
Terry, Mandy, but Dave and Jason, you guys are up as well in the next segment. 314-241-9797. Who communicates better, men or women? What a fun Friday afternoon. We'll be right back.
I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Who communicates better, men or women? That's the YouTube live chat poll for today. I haven't even peeked at the results yet. I haven't even cheated like I do every single day. Oh my gosh, they're so close. This is amazing. Annie Fry YouTube channel. I'm going to tell you right now, it's 51-49 on the results of the poll, but I'm not going to tell you who's winning.
That's really close.
It's almost as close as it can get.
It's like 1 point off from being tied.
So we've taken phone calls so far, all from men. And are we 100% on phone calls that men are better communicators?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it... What I hear a lot of men saying, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and we're going to get to Terry, Mandy, Dave, and Jason here in just a second. Men are saying that they're better communicators because they don't understand women?
No, they're saying by virtue of being willing to call in and talk about it, that they're better communicators.
Well, that's not the point that they were verbally making, but maybe in action. All right, let's get to Terry. Terry, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Men or women, who is better at communicating?
I say men. I mean, I'm sorry.
All right.
I say women.
Well, why is that?
And I want it. Yeah, I thought Annie could use a little bit of support here.
Thank you.
And I've been listening for a while. I feel generally that women are the nurturers. I mean, that's what they say about us.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to think that our kids, our families, our friends are going to feel open to talking about whatever it is that the subject that comes up. Everybody's got a perspective. We want to hear it. We want to weigh things. We want to have a discussion. And for men, it seems like, you know, so far it's either that they're talking about their partners, which is a different story, really, the person that you're the closest to.
Yeah.
But men, it seems like they want to talk about the subjects that they're interested in, cars or music or mechanic or
so
whatever.
So men want to talk about what men want to talk about, and they feel like they're really good at it.
Yeah, I think so. And when it comes to talking about feelings or emotions, then they get uncomfortable or sometimes they rattle on and they're not speaking clearly. I have that problem with my partner.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you saying? What are you saying? I'm not understanding. Tell me in a different way because I want to understand. I want to communicate. And boy, it's not easy no matter who you're talking to, men or women sometimes.
Brad, do you agree with her? You are doing some eyebrow furrowing.
I'm still trying to figure out what she's saying. No.
Again. Terry's like, I'm on to you.
I don't know.
Brad's afraid of Terry.
I'm just listening really hard to make sure that you're not my Terry, and I don't think that
no,
you are.
No, you're not. This is not, I would not do that to you.
No.
In a way, I hear what you're saying. I would still disagree because, like, I don't know, wanting to talk about your feelings, to me, as a guy, this is me personally, I don't know how much good that actually does if you can't come to a resolution for talking about it. So to me, talking has to have a purpose. We're trying to get from A to B and we're trying to solve something. And like if I'm angry and I'm upset about something, me just saying I feel angry or upset, or if I'm saying I feel sad or happy about something, I don't know that that actually advances the conversation. And those are my emotions. And in that situation, I'm the only one that can work through those emotions.
Right. You're making a point, Brad, I think. But if people say that they're angry, then that's when I guess that we have to walk away for a few minutes, take a deep breath, talk, count to 10 like they used to tell us, and then come back and try to iron out by continuing the communicating. It's not easy, and I've lived almost 70 years, and I'm still learning that.
Yeah.
Terry,
and a lot of my friends and family, you know, they think that I'm a little bit too aggressive or assertive, sometimes in conversation, but I'm looking for a solution.
And Terry, don't you think too that, especially in a relationship situation, that if one partner is angry or, you know, emotional, and I don't use that in a negative sense, but emotional in some way, shape, or form about an issue, that those emotions don't only affect the one person in the relationship, that those emotions do affect both people in that relationship, and then if especially if it's anger or disappointment or sadness or hurt or something, that being willing to convey those emotions within the relationship, that would help get to a resolution, assuming you're talking with somebody who loves you.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. But
Terry,
we have to be willing.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to say thank you for calling in and giving me some support. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Have a great weekend, you guys.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks for what you do. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Terry. Anything to add, Ryan, before I get to the next caller?
No, I didn't really know what Brad was talking about.
Betrayal.
Yeah, this is like intragender.
Yeah. No, it's
never
not.
Said that on
it's
the
really
show.
Just Brad.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get to Mandy and see what Mandy has to say
about
Brad.
It.
Okay. Yeah, Mandy, how do you feel about Brad? Just kidding. Who communicates better, men or women?
I had a whole spiel until I heard Terry.
Well, give us your thoughts, Mandy. What do you think?
Actually, a little background. I am from the military and law enforcement background, so I work with a lot of men for a long time. And communication, you know, generally isn't emotional with men. There are A-B conversations were never like that. But I feel like in my interpersonal that females are definitely better.
And
with
what
communicating.
Do you think that's like biological? Is it just the function of our brains that causes that to be the case?
That's what I think. I think we're more caring, more nurturing I'm a mommy of four, and it just kind of happens that way.
And I think there are strengths. I'm sure you've witnessed this from a very first person position, both with military and with law enforcement, that if communication or nurturing is a strength of females more often than not, that there are absolutely strengths that are more often present with men, you know, that they might have, that are more
Correct.
Frequently visible in men that women don't have, but you're saying communication more to the female side.
Yes, and when it comes to taking care of children and everything, that's more towards the female side where communication would be more open.
Mm. I appreciate that. Mandy, thank you for your service, and thank you for calling in today. Have a happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Anything to add? Do you know what we're talking about?
I don't know. I'm kind of checked out.
Ryan.
The women keep talking, and all I hear is just like...
Tim is calling the Annie Fry Show. Tim, thank you for calling in. Who communicates better, men or women?
Sure. Well, I'll have to say I'm a teacher.
Okay.
I like to think that I can communicate, except women get context much earlier than men. Let's face it. Earlier
Ryan.
This week, you've been talking about... guys not picking up on the context.
Yeah.
If they pick up on the context, wonderful. Then they are better communicators. Well, women pick up on the context quicker than men.
Mm-hmm.
They're more experienced at it. They're doing it and you can probably vouch for this, in junior high. Guys are going blah, blah, blah in junior high.
Wait, what do you mean the context? I don't even understand the context of the comment.
Understand that all of communication is context. Just like earlier this week, Annie Fry talked about the responses from things that men say, things that women say. Well, as she was talking about, it all depends on the context.
Yeah.
So you're saying
and
we got to read
women,
between the lines better, which means men are better direct
we do.
Communicators.
We don't. That doesn't mean we can't, but we have to work harder at it. They get it much earlier. They start much earlier than we do.
So it's all the code language that you're talking about that we have a tough time picking up on.
Yeah, that's why they communicate better, because we don't get the secret decoder ring early enough.
Dang it, that argument could go either way.
I would think that a secret decoder, like good communication skills, wouldn't require a secret decoder ring.
But
how about this? Communicating is still a skill.
Yeah.
You still have to practice it. and women get a better practice earlier in their lives. They learn skills earlier.
Tim, thank you. Yeah. You're the first person to call You're in welcome. And say the other gender communicates better. I appreciate it. What I hear from you boys is that you men, I should say, is that you feel that you communicate, your output is much more effective than female output, but you struggle a lot with the input. Do you get it?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Are you serious? Are you? Because this joke, you've done the same joke like 12 times in this segment.
I know, but it's pretty good.
Well, are you joking or are you serious?
I don't know.
Okay, I can't do okay, this. So let's get to Dave. Dave, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts, who communicates better, men or women? Dave?
Oh, this is an easy one to answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're good. How do you answer it easily?
All you have to do is just ask a woman what she wants to have for dinner.
Yeah?
She can't communicate that.
Dave, maybe you should just surprise her and take her out for a nice dinner. Wants. You just take her out to a nice place, Dave. Surprise her, flowers, nice bottle of wine.
Andrea's.
But I like to have a woman's input, what she would like.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to even challenge you on that, Dave. I don't think you want to input on what she would like. You just want to make sure you don't take her somewhere she doesn't like. Is that possible?
No, I'd be happy to go to where I want to go. I don't have a problem with that.
When you ask a woman where she wants to go eat for dinner, are you married, Dave?
Yes.
Okay. Do you still, into your marriage, have the same difficulty, you know, where do you want to eat? I don't know. You pick. And then you say something. She's like, I don't want to go there. Like the whole back and forth. Is that still happen in your marriage?
Absolutely. Ask any guy. He goes through it all the time.
Okay.
Are we
finding something? Yeah, I'm kind of getting there. Are we finding something here that maybe men process a decision internally before communicating, whereas women communicate the process? Is that a general? Can we say that that's true?
I'm not sure about that. Well, here's something else. Okay, a woman will have a whole conversation in her head.
That's what I just said.
And then,
if only you guys could communicate with one another.
And then she'll make a comment about that to you out loud.
Yeah.
And expect you to know what that whole conversation was she had in her head.
Oh yeah.
Wait, no, I said the opposite
of that.
How's that
communicating?
Dave, we're getting more confused here.
This is going so poorly.
Thank you for the phone call, Dave. Ryan hasn't answered your question. You take her to Andrea's. That's what you need to do. We'll call back. Call back again soon, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we solved that.
Don't you think there's a higher propensity of men who don't understand what the women are thinking, where men or women understand a lot more? Men feel like they don't know what their woman wants more frequently than a woman feels like she doesn't know what her man wants.
Yes, I would say more frequently. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Thank you. And women, I can't even really think of a scenario where is there a movie that's about a woman who just can't figure out what her man wants? It seems like so weird. Every woman knows what her man wants.
Yeah. No, I can't think of any movies.
So you men are saying that men are better communicators because you just don't understand your women. Or understand women.
Is that what we're saying,
No.
Brad?
No. It's
Explain it to me in a better way.
Men just want to know what you want. What do you want? Say the words, I want, and then say what it is.
Light bulb moment. What women want is to not have to draw you a map to everything that exists when it comes to a relationship. That's like a woman saying, do I look pretty? And then the man goes, yeah, you look pretty. That doesn't feel as good as a man going, hey, you look great, honey. So, you know, could we be talking about a huge variety of things from very serious to very, very mundane? Yes. Do you feel like men, what percentage of what a man is trying to do to satisfy a healthy relationship with the female in their life. How much of it is to make her as happy as you possibly can, and how much of it is to keep yourself out of as much trouble as you possibly can?
Aren't those things close?
No.
Hear this. The man is trying to communicate facts and solve problems. I would say those are the main two things that a man is talking through.
Say that again.
Communicating facts, just information, and solve problems.
And what women don't want to be is a problem to solve.
I am learning that.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm serious.
I'm glad that you said that.
All the joking aside, I'm learning that right now.
Yes.
In my own marriage.
No woman wants to be the person that, you know, the very fragile thing in that the man is holding in their hands, just trying not to F it up. Like, that's, no woman wants to be that. There is a participation, like, Brad, you're saying, like, we want facts, we want to get directly to the point, we need to know what we need to do. That is completely unsatisfying from a female standpoint. If the frame of mind, like, I understand that that's how men think, and there's nothing wrong with men thinking that way, because I think God made men that way on purpose. But what women don't want to be, no woman wants to go through life, I don't think any person wants to go through life, being a constant problem that needs to be solved. And that's, yeah, and that's how women, like, if women are internalizing that, like, all he's ever doing is trying to keep me steady, which is why I asked the question, like, how much of what you do to communicate is to truly just see her be happy versus how, and I think every relationship, and I would certainly say mine included, how much is invested to absolutely see her be happy because you love her? And I would say in the healthy relationships I know men work because they thrive off of making her happy. But there are ebbs and flows in every relationship where that goes away from trying to just genuinely do things that make her smile. And it goes into the other place where it's, I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. And where it's, I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. I mean, like, that could shift in the matter of one day. Where it started in the morning, like, oh, everything's happy. Something happened. Maybe had nothing to do with you, but you realized the situation here has changed. Now I need to make sure that I don't trip over something obvious here and get myself in trouble. Women can tell when men are trying to stay out of trouble, and it makes them feel like they're being managed. And that doesn't feel like an equal partnership. If you have, and you know, like, I'm sorry, Jared, I'm putting you out there and you're probably listening right now, but In conversations where Jared and I have had conflict before, and something hurt my feelings, and I know intellectually that the last thing that he ever wants to do on the face of this planet would be to hurt me, and that what hurt my feelings was, like, if I explain it to him, and this requires communicating and saying words out loud that might be uncomfortable, but the situation is uncomfortable to begin with. If I explain, like, this is how I interpreted that, it devastates him that I was hurt by it, because the last thing he wants to do is hurt me. He can't know that unless I tell him that your very innocent intended situation, or maybe something that he was, like, adjacent to but wasn't actually him, made me feel this way. He has said to me enough times in our life, and I truly believe him, he's like, all I want to do is make you happy. And if there's a time where, like, maybe I got some stressor or something going on in my life, and I know that I am kind of becoming we all go through this, moments where, like, gosh, I don't think I'm as fun to be around as I usually am because I'm just carrying a heavy load that might have to do with an enormous amount of things. That if I do that and my husband shifts out of, I'm trying to make her happy, to, gosh, I hope I don't tick her off. As soon as a woman acknowledges that we're in the phase where he's just trying not to make me angry, that doesn't make a woman feel good. I don't know how you come out and just say that, though. Does that make sense?
100%. 100%.
Hey! High five!
I think we got there. Man, it's taken almost an hour, maybe longer.
Good thing we had time to kill.
I think we got there. That is a really important fact that I feel like, honest to God, that God is teaching me right now about how to communicate with my wife. That I even, it's like how I think about her, not necessarily how I communicate with her. It's more that I think about her, not as somebody that I'm, and this sounds so cold and terrible, but somebody I'm managing.
Oh, sure.
Versus somebody who is.
And there are times where she probably feels like she's managing you, and you might realize that, and it probably doesn't make you feel great. I mean, I think that's a natural ebb and flow of a relationship. The healthy relationship will openly acknowledge, gosh, things aren't really going great right here for any set of circumstances that are influencing this. I need to make sure that the person knows, even if I'm not really executing this A+, I really just want to make you happy. And my husband is so good at that, and I am not good at that. Like, I am always, that is an active process for me to do things simply because I want to see him be happy. Not because it's A, the right thing to do, B, it's the necessary thing to do, that because I love him, I am in pursuit constantly of making him happy. He's very good at that. I am not. We each have our strengths and weaknesses. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Ethan, I want you to give a shout out to the person in your family who you messaged us about in the chat. We'll do that when we come back. Make sure we acknowledge that. Very cool. In the YouTube live chat poll, this has been a very interesting one. We are approaching 200 votes, and it is still really close. Who communicates better, men or women? I wonder what the gender breakdown of our audience is. I wonder if it is reflected here in these results. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap it up and hand it over to the Mark Reardon Show in just a minute.
Who looks at you the way I do when you smile?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on X at Annie Fry Show.
I mean, first and foremost, I don't need anything. I can do anything I want.
So that's where you went with that.
But
there's a thousand different roads.
Since I did decide, you know what, maybe it would be good to have a mate.
Oh my God, you are toast.
Enjoy your long weekend.
There are some very key females in your life. And you relegated the most important one down to mating.
Mate.
No,
and
I
said
know.
That you don't you, need anybody and you would do just fine by yourself.
Is that where you cut it off? Because I explained mate and mating right after
that. It was getting too long, Ryan. It's getting too long, and I knew we weren't going to have a lot of time to play it.
Well, I'm going to come back in the Reardon Show and explain mating.
I think that's a great idea. I will make that possible somehow.
It's the Reardon Roundtable, right?
Sure is.
Hang on, before we start, I need to explain something about men and women.
Who ran out of show.
Just like Sonny Hostin having to come back after the commercial break.
Wouldn't that be
to
amazing?
Clarify.
Man, if he wants to get a nice, solid quarter hour... he should let me do that.
It would be awesome if you would do that for us.
No, I don't want to waste the good stuff on you guys.
Did that sound coming back the same way you said it in your head? Did that sound different?
Nothing has sounded real today. Okay. I feel like I'm asleep.
Ethan, hit us with the results before we wrap.
On microphones help. 203 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Who communicates better? Down to the final vote, basically. 52% say men communicate better. 48% say women.
Why'd you rip your shirt off, Ryan? Good grief. Put it back on.
Oh, what a sight.
And again,
it's
I'm
so
going
gray.
To explain. I need you to see this so I can explain mating properly.
All right, I'll be right back. I got to text Mrs. Wiggins. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.